fucking on the internet, trying to see what that's about. Load up with them cuddles and go show them what them slimes about. Say bitches pressure when it's up, there ain't no copping out. We don't do no drive-bys, we pulling up and hopping out. Fucking on the internet, trying to see what that's about. Load up with them cuddles and go show them what them slimes about. You trying to hide, bitch.
Welcome back, sports fans, to another edition of Dez NBA Sports Talk Show on Dumpster Juice Radio. Man. Week 15 in the books, B.A.
Oh, yeah.
In the books. Two more weeks to go, man. Two games to play, man.
Titans out of it.
Oh, man.
Pittsburgh hanging tough.
Pittsburgh's in the way. Titans, you know, we dropped a tough one yesterday, man. I see a lot of knucklehead Saints fans on my Facebook page blowing me up about the game and all this stuff and whatnot. You know, they just one of our friends, man, that loves to post. He one of them types to whereas if the Saints were to score, they score first in the game. Oh, they didn't win that game. He posted, he blowing up. He's
don't watch like the game. Kenny Lee.
No, he's like Kenny Lee.
Yeah.
Talk about Chris Martin.
Oh yeah.
Yes, Chris Martin. Saints fan, extraordinaire, Gump or High. You know who I'm talking about. But anyway, yeah, he does it a lot. So, you know, they're winning. Let them do their thing. Hopefully they win tonight and then meet us on Sunday. And we'll see about it. We'll see about it in Nashville. Mm-hmm. We'll see if it holds up in Nashville. But, yeah, Titans lose a tough one, man. Just missed a blocked field goal. Missed assignment. Guy wasn't ready. Snapped the ball. Get a blocked field goal. Then go back down there, drive it back down his throats down there, get in there in the red zone, throw basically what I thought was going to be a touchdown. I don't know what the tight end, how he caught the ball and folded himself up, but he got popped. And the ball bounces right to the linebacker. Dude runs 80 yards. Tannehill missed. Just didn't work out. Got down 14-0, still came back, tied that ball game up. Lost 24-21. Here's what it is.
Ain't no more victories.
That ain't no more victories. Losses are losses.
Not this late in the season. Losses are losses. Whether it's 1 point. A 300 point.
Yep. That's just the way it goes, man. Golly.
I see. I bet them Cowboy fans got their cigars in their mouth right now.
Did they win the Super Bowl yesterday?
You would think they have. They beat a good team, they say.
If they won
a team that ain't even in the playoffs, though.
That's been underachieving all year.
But they think they beat a good team.
Yeah. And so, you know, and we were wrong on that because we both chose the Rams on that. But everybody took the Rams.
No, I mean, I want the Rams to win. That's just what it was. And Cowboys on a 3-4 game losing streak.
And there wasn't a Cowboy fan on earth that was confident. That we're going to win this game.
Yeah, of course.
Now they went and won it. That just lets me know the Rams are just terrible.
Rams been terrible.
They are.
And we beat them.
They are terrible. And then I thought about attrition, man. Like they added Jalen Ramsey and got rid of Marcus Peters and Talib.
Yeah.
That can't make you better.
No.
I mean, Jalen Ramsey is a good player, but
it make you better on paper.
Yeah, it don't make you better. You just lost two players for one.
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey, though. When has he been making people win? Like, I mean,
he's a good cornerback. He's a good player. I would love him on my team. He ain't made no game. He ain't doing no game changing type stuff.
Is he making a scheme different? Is he actually shutting down one side of the field? Making them roll the coverage this way or that way.
Marcus Peters is having more of an impact than Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
Because he makes plays. He makes picks. He goes to the house. He does that kind of stuff. Have I ever seen Jalen Ramsey go pick six?
No, we don't do that type of stuff.
Ain't never seen him do it.
The only thing I know for Jalen Ramsey is to give up a big catch and make a good tackle after the dude done caught it for 17, 18 yards. That's all I know from Jalen Ramsey. So,
like
he's just a name.
Yeah.
Pretty much a name.
Because he's on that defense and ain't nobody – they ain't slowed that down yesterday, did
it? Where?
Ate him up, didn't
he? He called out all these quarterbacks talking about they mediocre. But it looked like to me he'd want more mediocre than anybody.
That's the way it looked. That's the way it looked. And does he sign a long-term deal with the Rams now? Because Rams, they got a lot of good players on there. I ain't going to lie. They got a lot of good players.
Yeah, but they got a good team.
The team don't work.
They got a bunch of players don't mean nothing.
Because the Browns got a bunch of players.
Brown's got a bunch of talent on one team. And they can't get out their own way. Just like I told you, the Cardinals were going to beat them.
You did.
Yeah, Cardinals.
They did.
I knew they were going to beat the Cardinals.
Yeah, man, dude had 4 touchdowns against him. Wow.
Cardinals played us tough.
Wow, wow, wow. The Browns, man.
They stink.
They stink. I don't know. People talk about Freddie Kitchens, Baker Mayfield.
I just don't know.
What as a whole. I can't.
I take Baker in Pittsburgh right now, though.
Man, listen. I will go on record and say this right here. If y'all had a quarterback, y'all would be a Super Bowl team.
I know.
No, I'm saying this might be the best defense y'all have had.
Right.
And it's going to get wasted.
Right.
Pretty much. This might be the best defense y'all had in 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Buffalo last night.
They couldn't do shit.
Man, Josh Allen didn't even have 150 yards against y'all.
They couldn't do nothing. If that dude does not throw them picks, Buffalo does not win that game.
Well, I don't know. How do y'all move the ball? How do y'all?
We was moving the ball when he threw the pick, and dude ran it down to about the 10, 15-yard line, and they finally scored. Like, you and it's can't so crazy for your defense to play that.
Your defense is so good that when Tre'Davious White got that lineman, dude, that dude can move. That dude that cut him off?
Yeah.
That dude can fly.
He can move, y'all.
So, he made that tackle.
And they scored on third, fourth down. Like, it was...
No, he made that tackle, and they ended up getting three out of that.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
That's how good y'all defense is right there.
Yeah, and it was a hard-earned three.
Yeah, I mean, no yard. Listen, got the ball. He got tackled on 12-yard line. They kicked from about the 40.
Yeah.
Went backwards.
I know.
Went backwards, man.
That's the way our defense play, but you got – it's a point in time where you got to be like, oh, that's fine and dandy, but we need some offense. And this is where you need it in right now.
Yeah. Got a little bit of offense, boy. Man. Y'all will be tough, man. Y'all will be tough. Speaking of, man, like the Kansas City Chiefs.
They clicking at the right time. I told you that.
Hey, man. People want to say this and say that. They're playing a little better defense. Only gave them 3 points yesterday. Against a good quarterback. And got to think. They didn't beat the Ravens. They didn't beat the Patriots.
You see the Ravens beating them?
They didn't already beat them. They didn't already beat the Ravens.
But I'm saying, do you see the Ravens beating that team right there? I don't. Mahomes going to score with them. If they can play a little bit of defense.
It's going to be tough to beat them, boy.
It's going to be tough to beat them. I mean, that's just it. And don't mess. You see he can do it in bad weather, too.
Bad weather.
Like, the game they play.
They bounced around all that yesterday. That shocked me yesterday, man.
That snow?
Listen, I went and watched that whole game.
Tyreek Hill looked good in that snow.
Man, I went back and watched that. Man, he did that little shake around the end zone down there, man.
Yeah, because that's like an unfair advantage. You don't even want to see him in bad weather.
He ain't lying.
He do one little cut and go.
Him, Hardeman, Shady McCoy, man. Kelsey.
Man.
They tough, man.
They're tough out. This might be their year.
This might, because they kind of under the radar a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
I can't wait till these Raven fans get knocked out. It's coming. I'm just telling you right now, it's coming.
And they have already beat the Ravens, man. So, you know, they know the game plan.
They know how to beat the Ravens.
They know the game plan, man. They honestly do. But back to these Cowboys, man. So, what's the best case scenario for these Cowboys? I think I want y'all to keep on winning, man. Let's do y'all thing. Keep winning so you can keep Jason Garrett.
They either going to have to play San Francisco.
Seattle.
Somebody like that.
It's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough on them.
Yeah. Because, like, right now, in the playoff, at the end of the day, San Francisco would be, what, fifth seed?
Yeah, nah, it's still be a wild card. So they wouldn't have to play San Francisco. They're going to end up having to play Seattle. If they
It ain't going to matter. Pick your poison.
Yeah, it's going to be. And Russell Wilson, you do not want to see him in the playoffs.
It ain't going to matter. Pick your poison. But now, the Cowboys let you know, man. It just shows you that, you know, whatever's wrong there, if they put it together and peak, you know, I mean, they could be a tough team.
Yeah, they ain't going to do nothing.
But they just too inconsistent, man. They inconsistent.
They get happy. They get happy with where they at and want to start throwing the ball around the field instead of just running the ball.
And pounding it.
Yeah. They don't want to stick to that game.
And both backs yesterday ran for
100. They are built up around Zeke, and they don't act like it.
And they try to do more. Your game starts, begins, and ends right there with Zeke.
Yeah, and they want style points or something.
Let Zeke pound it, man. I agree wholeheartedly. Man, another thing about the Cowboy game, that coin flip situation, that was crazy.
How can you get the ball at the beginning of the game and get it at half?
Because you didn't make a choice.
But they did make a choice. They showed it.
No, they went back.
He said deferred.
Yeah, but that's the problem with it, man. So you got three options when the game starts. You can kick. You can receive, or you can defer.
And defer is kicking, right? I want the ball to half.
Kick? Listen, you get the kick, receive, or defer. Three choices.
Yeah.
Dak was making two choices, everything he said. You want to kick,
they
kick.
They were all saying the same thing.
They were all saying kick.
Kick and defer.
He said defer one time, but he was kept saying kick. Yeah, we want to kick and go. So if you kick, you're making a choice to kick.
Not to defer to
not to defer to second half. Same thing if you say I'm going to receive. Mm-hmm. But they went back. The NFL, this is the issue I have with it. I'm not talking about that. Dak is an idiot for not knowing. Take that back. Let me not say the guy's an idiot. Dak should know better. He's a knucklehead. He should know better, and if he don't know better, the Cowboys are to make sure he knows better, make sure everybody on the team knows that.
If he's a captain, he's supposed to be able to.
Supposed to know that. And a lot of people don't know that. You get three choices. Kick, receive, or defer. So, by him saying kick, means he's making a choice. He's taking his choice to kick. Mm-hmm. So, they can get the ball, and then in the second half, get the ball again. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what Sean McVay thought was going to happen because of what was called. It was called kick, not defer. So, it was set that way. Why did NFL call in the league office, go pull tape, do all that bull jump, and then correct the call? Why did they do that?
I didn't even pay no attention.
The league at halftime called and said, oh, yeah, we went back and pulled tape. We got audio. He did say defer.
Yeah, he said defer, though.
But give me your choice. Do you want this? Yes or no? Just give me a, just some
things you got to step in. That's a good thing they did.
Okay, but if you can do that right there, can't you do that in other situations like that?
Yeah.
Why ain't you did it?
Because that was blatantly obvious.
So last year when the Saints had that situation with that missed call, why they didn't step in?
But that might be why they stepped in this time.
They said that's rule been on the book though. Rule page 15's been there.
But what I'm saying is that might be why they stepped in this time.
Yeah, but that wasn't even significant. That was the coin toss. Why the league stepping in that game, making a call like that? And ain't nobody challenged that.
Oh, I didn't even know they did that.
The league did it.
Because all I heard was they getting the ball at the beginning of the game and the half.
That was it.
And then
they went to halftime.
Turned away from the game because of the blowout.
Then went to halftime. It come back from halftime. They notified them, oh, yeah, Dallas, it was a deferred. That did say deferred. On the third line, they said defer. Which one is? You said all this other stuff, too. The league made that choice to do that. That just makes the NFL making up rules, doing what they want to do.
Yeah, but they supposed to step in on that game, too, though.
What game?
The Saints game last year.
They didn't. Isn't that more vital than the coin toss?
But what could they do, though? I'm trying to figure that out.
What you mean?
How could they have stepped in, though?
Last year?
Yeah.
Oh, that's blown call. That's a pass interference.
But how and when they supposed to? Right then and there?
Why they do this?
It wasn't nothing they could do. That was just a call made. You want no challenges or nothing.
Okay. So how many times have you been watching a football game? I just watched so many games yesterday to where a guy might have been out of bounds, wasn't in the bounds. You saw that Trubisky thing at the end of the game?
Yeah.
All that. Why the league didn't step in and fix that?
Because they pick and choose their battles.
So you help the Cowboys?
They, you know they love to help
the you Cowboys. Help the Cowboys?
They love it, man.
So, the Patriots dude over here filming, they're doing it again. Over and over and over. Isn't it the same situation like you did Vontaze Burfict, kick him out of the league because he's a repeat offender? Isn't New England repeat offenders?
Yeah, they dirty, man.
So, the league, if you don't do nothing about that, you make no sense.
Yeah, they dirty. That's the bottom. We've been noticed that. Spy game.
Are the New England Patriots repeat offenders? With this filming and doing all the stuff they're not supposed to be doing.
Yes, sir.
Why the league ain't stepped in immediately and done something
because
about it?
Because it's Bill Belichick.
It's bad for business, ain't it?
Bad for business.
That's just not right, man.
Best coach ever.
Just not right, man. That just makes no sense, man. James Winston, man, on fire.
And they definitely don't want to tarnish New England's legacy.
Right, because they didn't win the Super Bowl. They didn't win more than anybody else. Yeah. Now you're saying they did it cheating-wise. They messing up the shield. That's messing with the shield.
Yeah, they don't want to tarnish that legacy, though.
Man. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 38. Detroit Lions, 17. Jameis Winston, 454. Four touchdowns and a pick.
Jameis Winston trying to play for that money on the slick, eh?
Man.
He just ain't going to be with them Bucs, though.
Somebody got to pay him.
Yeah, but ain't nobody going to pay him. They going to discredit him. He's going to give him a short-term deal. He might get franchised in town.
Yeah, I think he might get franchised down there. He's on fire, OBA.
Yeah, I told you that. I do. He's a good quarterback. He's just inconsistent.
And guess who we got this week?
Who?
The Houston Texans.
Yeah, but dang.
James going to get him. You know he's going to get him, man.
Nah, I like the Texans in that game.
Man, James going to get them boy, man.
Nah, you begging and wishing and hoping.
You going to get them boy, man.
But it don't matter what they do. You got to pop them Saints.
Yes, sir.
Because if you don't pop the Saints.
We can't do nothing with them, man, because, like, even if, so, like, only our best chance would be for them to lose.
And then y'all win.
It don't matter, though.
What?
It don't matter.
Now, if we lose, y'all win. And then they lose, then y'all could jump us in the wild card. And then have a shot at the division that last week.
Yes, if they lose both. If they lose, they have to lose to.
Yeah,
they have to lose and win. And we have to win.
They got
to
lose this week. Y'all got to win. Everybody, and then we lose. Yeah. And then y'all.
You got to knock them off next week.
Yeah, so then they'll be losing twice.
Yeah.
Which y'all should beat them. Like, I expected y'all to win this Sunday.
You should have, man.
Made I'm glad easy. Y'all didn't, though, but.
Made it easy for us.
But I expected, like, y'all to win that game.
Man, we talked about them Seahawks. We said,
They were going to pop them because they had lost that game last
year. And I said it was only minus six. I was like, what's the linebackers doing? Guess what? They won by six.
See?
That's crazy, man.
But just think about that 49er Atlanta game, man.
Yeah.
God, how did they lose that game outright like that?
It was a
controversial call in that game, too.
We're going to get to that one. New England balls up Cincinnati.
We predicted that one.
Ball. Chicago.
I told you Chicago wasn't going to win. God. I predicted them Packers.
Why didn't the dude pitch the ball to him? Yeah. You saw that?
Nah, I ain't see it.
They had a chance to win the game in the closing seconds.
Okay.
Well, tie it up. Yeah. Or give himself a chance. The Packers, the old finesse team, showed up a little bit. Mm-hmm. They went up big on them. We're not 21-3.
Yeah, I know.
We're not 21-13. So they ain't really, you know, they can't put nobody away.
Nah, they ain't really got the team.
I understand that. Eli.
Young Eli. Think he gonna retire? I think he done.
I wouldn't play these next two games.
No, I'm talking about after the season.
Yeah, I'm talking about, but I wouldn't even play the next two games.
Why not?
His record is at 500 right now.
Who cares?
You don't care about that? You're in your career with a losing record?
Yeah, but he had 500. What's the difference? He might can win one of them.
So you think the risk is worth trying to win it and get over 500?
Then just be 500 your whole career. Come on. No.
Yeah. Try to get over 500?
He's pretty much an average quarterback anyway.
No matter if he get over 500.
Yeah, right? He's an average quarterback. He just won two Super Bowls.
Wow. And brings me to the doggone. And the Dolphins didn't play as well as I thought they should play in that game.
Yeah, we took the Dolphins in that one.
Yeah,
Dolphins. That would have took our money right there.
Yep, definitely would have took our money. Beat them by 16. Eagles, pull out again. One scratch and claw at a time.
Yeah,
at the end.
But they're going to get blowed.
I'm not giving them no chance to beat the Cowboys. None.
No chance.
No chance. Even though they're at home, I'm not giving them no chance.
No chance. Snowball chance.
I was looking for that, and I wanted to, you know, laugh about it and talk about it and put pressure on the Cowboy fans.
We are going to do that, but we know. We know they're not going to beat them.
Yeah, they just don't.
They're scratching and crawling, beating 2-3 win teams, man.
Man, and then the Redskins ran crazy on them. So, what think Dallas going to do to them?
They made Haskins look good.
Man.
And that's crazy how they treat
him. That's the most mismanaged dude. Haskins getting just treated like him.
But they treat him like he was just a bust.
Yeah.
Like, and he already fell back in the draft.
Yep. They did that to him in the draft.
Yeah, so, man. Come on, Haskins looked good against them. Like,
and I ain't going to lie, do the evaluations and all that stuff, I was thinking Haskins was probably like one of the, you know, top guys coming out off the board.
Right.
Still went higher than Lamar Jackson. Everybody does.
Yeah.
The Cleveland Browns fall to Arizona. Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham. You see that picture of them on the sideline with the heads down?
Yeah, I saw that.
But I'm telling you what you didn't see, and I bet a lot of people didn't see this. Odell Beckham got hit so hard on back-to-back plays yesterday.
I didn't see it.
Man, God, let me see that remote. You gotta see it. Odell was out there trying to freestyle, and I was like, man, I don't know what he's thinking. I don't know what's going on, but he got popped on back-to-back plays yesterday. I'm talking about popped. And I show it to you, you're gonna understand when I say, you're gonna be like, oh my God, he almost got killed. He almost got decapitated. And why every time we don't pick the Jacksonville Jaguars, they win? Every time, man, we can't get them right.
I'm over them because they ain't. We can't get them right. Inconsistently bad team.
We can't get them boys right, man. We honestly cannot get them right. We just can't get them right. And the Oakland Raiders, man, they up 16-3. You lose that game, 20-16.
Man, that last game in Oakland.
Last one. Y'all lost that game, man. I just don't. What's the deal? John Gruden, $100 million deal, 10 years. He ain't going nowhere. Carr, do you take Carr to Vegas, Ben?
Man, Carr is gone. Man, they finna draft Tua. They already talking about they got picked 11 and 16. Tua will be one of them picks.
Do you take Carr to Vegas? I just don't. I mean.
No, they going to draft one of them youngsters, man.
Carr just.
You know, look, you know Gruden didn't like him no way.
So he wasn't his guy anyway, so I'm just going to get him out of there, huh?
Yeah.
Leonard Fournette, I watched him, man. I watched him play that game. Dude, what is wrong with Leonard Fournette?
He's just one. He ain't the dude.
It's like he ain't. It's like he not in shape or something. Like, what's the deal?
It's like, yeah. It's like he ain't the most talented guy out there no more.
Right. You used to fear that guy. I
remember that year he ran down in our throat. Beat us in the playoff, beat us week 17, then turn around, beat us in the playoff.
Yeah.
Where that Leonard Fournette at?
I would feel better by saying he's a shell of himself, but he's not even a shell, man. He ain't even a shell of himself. Like it's bad, man. It's bad. And it's like he's taking a lot of choppy steps. I don't know what it is. Leonard Fournette used to be fast, downhill, bruising, looking to not fight from somebody.
Yeah.
On every play.
Oh, yeah.
And that ain't there no more, man. It just ain't there. The Chargers. Phillip Rivers.
We've been saying this all with him.
Have you seen the demise of a... people say Phillip Rivers is a Hall of Famer, right?
Mm-hmm. But I don't say that. People say that, but I don't.
But then they question if Eli is a Hall of Famer.
Well, Eli is.
See what I'm saying? I think you should say Eli is definitely Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
Phillip.
He not a Hall of Famer because he ain't won
no Super Bowl. He won nothing, man.
He ain't won no Super Bowl.
He ain't won nothing.
And this man don't won two.
Yep. I want to let the thing go. I want you to see Odell gets popped because it's just like game highlights on here. Melvin Gordon, man.
It's his worst year, man.
Like what? What can you what can he do? Like what's the situation with him? What's gonna end up happening with him?
I have no idea, man. I have no idea what they're gonna do with him, but I know he ain't getting the money he want.
Nah. And I know I bet his agent doesn't even talk about it no more. Yeah. This offseason. Mm-hmm. Just gonna be happy to be on the roster, what you reckon?
Right.
Maybe get a little 2-year deal. Two years.
But it ain't his fault. It's Zeke's fault. And Ty Gurley's fault.
Getting all that money and then
falling off.
Yeah.
Even if Zeke not healthy. Zeke is healthy. But he's just not performing.
Excuse me. I can go a step further. You talk about Zeke. I'm going to tell you one that's even worse. David Johnson.
Yeah.
Where he at?
David Johnson. Listen. David Johnson is not playing for the simple fact. They don't really need him.
He needs to be out of there because that offense don't fit is not for a running back.
Yeah, it's he don't fit what they trying to do.
Yeah.
Like, when they got it, man, when he got in the game on us, he got 8 yards a carry.
Did it?
But they don't want that.
Yeah, he only getting five touches a game.
Yeah, they don't want him to carry the ball. They want Drake to fit that offense.
Yeah.
And that, because they want.
And he played well yesterday. Drake did.
Drake had 4 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
But I still say Drake ain't no threat to
Everyday Pounder.
No.
Day in, day out.
But he fit that scheme, what that college scheme that coach got over there.
Yeah.
That running gun or whatever they call it. Look at that joker there, man.
He can fly.
Look at that, man.
He can fly.
Look at him, man. He just out there toying with him.
But you know what he needed to do, man? Honestly, I see a changing of guard, man. I think Lamar Jackson's fixing to change the way we watch football.
No, Lamar is changing the way football is being played.
Yeah. So, with that said, like, a Kyler Murray, I think a Baker Mayfield can do it. I think Daniel Jones in New York can do it. I think Josh Allen. I think Trubisky can do it. I think a lot of these guys can
do to the college format.
That style, man.
And they are more effective.
And I think the stationary, typical white quarterback is...
It's no different from the Wildcat.
A fad? I say that too, but...
I just don't think that's going to last, though. The reason why I say that is because the linebackers are so fast.
Yeah. And then the injury
is going to take
one. Yeah, exactly.
So you don't want to put them in harm's way, even if... Like, okay, I'm going to give you a prime example. All right, Lamar Jackson going to win MVP, right?
See that block ball there, Giselle? I got to show that to you.
Lamar Jackson is going to win the MVP.
Yeah.
But what if Lamar Jackson gets hit and gets hurt?
Yeah.
Or just not be able to play? Say he gets a sprained ankle and just don't be able to play to where he can just run the ball.
Then he's limited, big time.
And that's all it's going to take. And how common is that?
Could happen.
It could happen anytime.
Any play.
Any play. He can just tweak an ankle any to play. Where he can't run the ball and cut.
On any play that could happen, man.
So that's what the risk is that you are bringing to your quarterback every time. How many times do you see a quarterback from the pocket twist the ankle?
Not at all.
Not at all.
It's when you're on the move and, you know.
It's always on the move. Very seldom do they get hurt inside the pocket. Unless it's a shoulder injury or something, you know.
Yeah.
So, I just see it's too much of a risk. So, why would you tie all your eggs
money in that. And you can't put your money into that and then have a guy get hurt like that by.
Just a regular routine tackle.
Everyday play. Watch this block Odell throws right here. For y'all listening, we're watching the game replay. Watch down here at the bottom. Watch Odell. See him? See him? See him? See him? Boom!
Yeah, I saw
him. All right, now. Remember that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get him back. Big time, in a major way, on back-to-back plays. So, he's setting up. And this is worth me showing. This is a hit that you need to see, man. The San Francisco 49ers didn't even play as well as the score represented yesterday.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. The Falcons had a few turnovers, fumbles and stuff. They actually could have. Falcons got screwed a little bit around that game, a lot, believe it or not.
They didn't. That hurt the lead when they lost that game.
The Falcons knocking them off like that?
Yeah, that hurt. That hurt the whole lead.
Because it made a strong team look weak.
Yeah, 49ers was a great hope.
It shouldn't have came down to the end like that, BA.
Oh yeah. So it I didn't watch none of it. I said to check the score and stuff, but I was like, man, they gonna beat them boys in the end. 10-10, I'm like.
You watch the replay. Like this thing right here, I'm watching right here. If you watch that, take you 10 minutes, you watch that, it'll show you the whole game. 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But look at this. Watch this. Throw it back. Playing a little backyard ball, wasn't it?
Yeah,
we're
playing that too.
Been so many kicks missed this year, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm surprised they made that one.
Yeah. And that dude, man, Kyler Murray has a strong, strong arm to be a little dude, man.
Man, that dude is like, that dude is a super freak.
He's out of this world, man.
Like, on the field, you're just seeing him when he take off and he be toying with.
You see that play right there?
Yeah, he was doing that on us. He just wasn't completing the pass. He was getting away, he just couldn't get the pass.
That's too easy right there, man. Too easy. Yeah, so the 49ers got big problems, B.A.
49ers ain't that. Hey, listen.
I'm going to tell you why they got big problems, man. Listen, this is why they got big problems. They got big problems because They don't know from week to week what they're going to get offensively. They don't have something they just go out there and just do. You know what I'm saying? Earlier in the year, it was like run. I think now Shanahan just likes to just throw the ball around.
That's what he do, man. That's he live and die by the gun.
Look at that throw right there.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I saw that catch. I saw the highlights of that one. Yeah.
Shanahan just does that, man.
He lives by the bullet. He lives by the gun. He die by it.
Yeah.
That's what he do. That's what happened to him in the Super Bowl when they lost.
Absolutely.
Just call two run plays, you win the game.
So what happened to him in that overtime game against Seattle?
Just outthinking himself.
Doing too much. Man, I want you to see Odell get hit, man. God, it's coming up now. It's going to be with you here shortly. Oh, don't stop it. Don't pause it, man. Don't do that. And the stinker of the night, Buffalo and Pittsburgh, man. That was a bad game to watch, man.
Man, you crazy, man.
Man, that was just...
That's a bad game to watch because it's two good defensive teams. That's why. You a hater, man.
That's terrible offensive.
But that game with y'all, that was a one-sided game with y'all.
What are you talking about?
The Texans beat y'all. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. It wasn't a one-sided
14 game. 14-0 first half.
Yeah.
Y'all stink.
No, did you see all the... But you didn't see all this...
No, we don't see nothing but the score.
Okay.
That's all you can see.
Okay. I'm going to let you have that one.
Because anybody can cry a river over a play here and a play there.
No, I'm just saying that first half...
And y'all getting popped this weekend.
The first half, Deshaun Watson drove the ball down the field.
Saints going to pop y'all this weekend.
You want to get that going. Saints going to knock us off. We terrible. Saints are world beaters. Chris Martin, y'all, we can't do nothing with you, man. Y'all the best thing in the world.
We don't want to hear that no more.
Tweet, text, do all that during the game. Do all that stuff, man. So Sunday when the Saints and Titans play, I want to hear from you. Every time y'all score, every time when they kick off, say y'all won. When they throw the coin up in the air, say y'all won. All that stuff, man.
But the bottom line is they going to win.
Saints fans are so annoying, man. God, it's
But
so annoying.
They going to be annoying sure enough this week because they going to pop y'all.
That's what you say. That's what your mouth say.
Y'all don't have a chance of beating them.
Man, we are going to beat the Saints.
How?
By smashing them. Okay. By pounding them and going down here. They're not going to be able to do nothing with us, man. We're going to beat the Saints.
Well, I'm watching that whole game.
We're going to shock the world. We're going to beat the Saints, man.
I'm going to watch that whole game.
We're going to beat the Saints. Drew Brees ain't beating us, man.
But it sounds good.
He ain't beating us, man. Check the track.
Who y'all played?
In Nashville. Check the record over the years.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't beating us.
Y'all stand a chance then.
Don't give me that. Nah, you say they're going to knock it, they're going to pop us. We get popped.
Yeah, y'all getting popped.
So go ahead.
Now, y'all still getting popped.
Okay.
I'm just saying, but y'all stand the chain. I'm about to say y'all didn't stand the chain.
Okay. Odell finna get it now. I'm gonna help you. Golly, I want you to see this, man. I want you to see this when he catch this route, when he cuts back with it. Patrick Peterson growed up a little bit, locked Odell up a little bit yesterday, too, now. Look at that tackle. Good tackle right there, son. Golly. Oh, it's going to be the next drive. Field goal kicker. It's going to be that very next drive. Why are they missing all these kicks, B.A.?
That's just what it is.
What's the deal with the kicking this year?
The deal with the kicking is, man, that pressure bust pipe.
But it's always been there. The pressure's always been there on these kicks. Why are they missing all these kicks now, man?
Yeah, pressure, man.
And kickers are specialists. This is all they do is kick field goals and kick off and punt.
I already know.
So why is it that we have a shortage in new talent coming into the league to have the ability to put the ball through the uprights, man? Where the baby bulls at in the world, man?
Yeah, they gone. Long gone.
Where the Brent Huffs at?
Long gone.
I don't get it, man. And then you're going to get in the playoffs. Watch this. Playoffs are going to start in 3 weeks. And somebody's going to go home because of a field goal kicker.
Of course.
Somebody's going home because of a field goal kicker. They ruled that a fumble right there. Think that's a fumble?
Yeah, that's a fumble, man. Made a football move.
Watch this. See? That's a fumble?
Yeah, he made two steps.
Ricky Seals-Jones. And they played in college together, so that's why they got chemistry together. Kyle Murray and Ricky Seal Jones at A&M. Kenyon Drake blew up yesterday, man. We're killing the podcast by watching these Cleveland highlights.
It's pausing.
All right, well, kick it back up. So we can, I just want to talk about it because Odell's about to get it. Odell is about to meet his maker down here, man.
I'll be glad when we get to it.
Because it's been a minute, man.
Because we need Kareem Hunt over here in Pittsburgh.
He's dangerous. Nick Chubb is a good back. I watched these highlights too, man. He
yeah, but why games. They don't need both of them good backs in one spot?
Watch this right here. Here it is. Here it is. Odell. Cut. Zip. Cut. Head on the swivel. Got him back. Ooh. B.A. B.A.
That head jerked back, too.
Then watch the very next play. Very next play.
That one bad,
but still.
Head, but that head jerked back on that
man, person. Did Odell meet his maker or what?
Yeah.
How did he miss this on the highlights, B.A.?
Yeah, he got whiplash on that one.
Golly. Yeah. And if y'all don't know what I'm talking about, go back and look at the end of this game and look at Odell.
Catch that end route.
Catch that end route.
And it was all over.
He got
once he went in.
B.A., did he get popped? B.A.?
He got popped.
I'm talking about the crown. I'm talking about he might have a Rydell tattoo on his chest. Yeah. His neck went back.
That man's neck went back like he had, like he was in a car accident.
I'm talking about, man, he got popped, man. When I saw it, I was like.
They ejected him from his seat.
I said, did I really just see that? Yeah, man.
Dang.
Odell got popped, man.
Popped.
He got popped. Man. He gotta be miserable in Cleveland, don't you think? And the reason being so, not because it's just miserable to be in Cleveland. Odell is used to being the guy. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. He used to being, when you show up with the reporters, the number one person you want to talk to is him. And it's like he's gone to Cleveland to a testament to him. He shut his mouth. He's kept his head down. Well, then it didn't want to wear the watch.
Man, I want him in Pittsburgh.
I want him in Tennessee. Who don't want him?
I don't know.
I'll take AB too. Bring them together.
Nah.
Package deal.
Get Big Ben back. I'll take Odell. Leave.
Try your luck somewhere else, huh, Ben?
Antonio Brown can go, man.
Mentally,
he is done.
Mentally disturbed?
He's done, dog.
Mentally disturbed?
You see the latest one with the girl coming to the house?
No, I haven't seen it. What's he doing now?
He had his baby mama over there or something like that. They was happy. 3 days later, he done kicked her out. Police escorting her back, getting her stuff. She driving a Rolls Royce Phantom in the yard. Talking about she driving a Rolls Royce Phantom back to his house to get her stuff. And then the police keep bringing her back to get something every day. And Antonio Brown said, why y'all keep bringing her? He done blocked her from coming in the gated community. You know, you're living in a gated community.
Yeah.
So he blocked it where she couldn't come back. But the police keep escorting her back. So that's just some old drama. It's all around him, man.
I heard him say in a tweet in 2020, no more white women or something like that. What'd he say?
That's the girl was white.
Oh, God. It's baby mama, three kids.
About, he got him by a white girl?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't even know.
So he's talking about her. I didn't know the whole incident happened, though.
Yeah, it just happened.
Man, what's wrong with my brother, man? What's wrong with him, man?
Man, you know I saw it before it even all came to the surface like that.
Ryan Clark did, too.
I saw it. I knew what time it was.
I thought Ryan Clark wasn't being a hater, man.
You see how much better we playing without AB.
Ryan Clark said they knew. They said this is one of them dudes you can't get no money to because they knew he was going to act up.
But look.
I can't believe that.
Do you think, you realize I know how good AB is?
Yeah.
And for me to be a diehard Steeler fan and want him gone.
That's a lot.
And then to see with way less talent that we got this year. Way less talent.
Playing better
ball.
Less confused.
The locker room, the camaraderie. That's the stuff. That's priceless. Yeah. The talent, okay, Cleveland Browns talented. But where are they?
In the dumpster.
It's more about this is the essential team sport.
Yeah.
Football.
Can't you gotta we in football.
Yeah, it's just football is a team sport. No one man is supposed to be bigger.
All have to be on the same side, pulling the same direction.
Pulling the same
at the same time.
At the same time, or you ain't gonna go nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's proven with the Steelers. We had Le'Veon Bell, we had AB and Big Ben, and didn't make the playoffs. Didn't have a chance to make the playoffs last year. This year, we got a fourth-string quarterback.
Well, you had Le'Veon last year, though.
No, but I'm saying.
Spiced it a little bit.
No, I'm saying we did have him, but we didn't have him.
Right.
He was on the team, he just didn't play.
Right, that's true.
But what I'm saying, we had a fourth-string, we got a fourth-string. No, no Juju, no Connor, no none of that. All the starters out, and we fighting for a playoff spot.
Yeah.
In the driver's seat, controlling our own destiny.
But the Le'Veon thing, now looking back at it in hindsight, the Le'Veon
we Bell still situation. Want him because we tried.
Yeah, to go get but him. At the end of the day, it's like Le'Veon Bell is not.
It's
saying,
a whole different situation.
Yeah, it wasn't saying he wasn't saying I'm not a team player. He's saying, hey man, listen, this is my shot to get paid. I got this. I'm not gonna get it anywhere else.
Yeah, but you know how Pittsburgh. It was the problem came with Pittsburgh. They didn't ain't they smart to not value that position? Just be honest.
Yeah.
You see what happened. They weren't making that mistake that the Jets made. They not making the mistake that the Cowboys made. They not making the mistake the Rams made. Tying all that money up into a position that you know when they get their contract, they go down. Period. Proof is in the pudding. What running back has got their money and play higher than the level that they did before that when they didn't? Nobody. Well, Curtis Martin, maybe. Because he played the longest. Curtis Martin got money back in the days.
But it wasn't even, it was peanuts.
I mean, it was, but it was but good money for that time and still performed. But what other running backs did it? All right, you Chris go Johnson's, back to all.
Chris Johnson's first year after he got paid, but it didn't, he didn't last.
All them running backs the Chiefs had, they fell off. Remember all them running backs?
Larry Johnson.
What's the other one name? The little short one?
Priest Holmes.
All them got all their money, but they fell off right after that.
Yeah.
So that's why the position has been devalued. And it's done got worse now, man. Especially with Gurley. That situation now, that's done messed everything up. Gurley now. Zeke more of scheme, coaching.
Yeah.
But the Rams and Gurley, man, that knee just bothering him, man. He just can't give it to you every night. Like, it's like he going through it where, okay, I give you one good game, but my knee going to be bothering me the next.
I don't see that burst. He gets up.
He can get it. He can get a burst, but he can't do it every time. I just don't see it.
That position, it's like, it's almost like I said to you, when I was a kid, when we were kids, we used to like to watch the running backs and stuff. And now the whole league doesn't even play through the running back.
Yeah.
So it's like you start seeing them running the ball. Like, oh, that's boring. We want to see them throw it and bomb it and somebody lock up somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody moss somebody.
Yeah.
So the whole situation, it's a lot that's going into it. It's the way we view it, the way we watch it. And obviously the teams value the running back like a punter pretty much. So if you're a good running back, best thing for you to do is you better start catching you some balls and figure you some kind of way to slide over.
But all that being said, Pittsburgh did try to go get Le'Veon Bell at the trade deadline.
You like to say that way.
No, because we didn't have no problem with him. It was just the situation. We weren't finna pay him and give him that no record-breaking deal. Right. If he'd have just went on and said, just give me the base money that a good running back in the league should get, he would have never left Pittsburgh. They would have gave him that. Like the contract that he actually ended up signing for in New York, Pittsburgh would have gave him that. But he was trying to reset the market when it comes to Pittsburgh.
Speaking of resetting markets and all this stuff and whatnot, man, they put that thing out about Bumgarner's going to sign for no less than $100 million. He got 5 years, $85 million for the Diamondbacks.
That's $10 million a year, ain't it? 5 years, that ain't much. I mean, it's like 15 a year? 12, 13 a year?
17.
See? No, it ain't 17.
Oh, 85. Let's see. 85, 5. He's getting that 1, 3. 17 million a year.
You think it's 17?
Man, I'm good with math.
All right. You got 15, 30, 45.
5 years, 85 60. Million. Five goes into eight one time, three left over, 35.
60.
And then eight goes into
75. So, yeah, it's a problem.
It's exactly 17 million.
Nah, I ain't going to say all that.
It's exactly 17 million.
I ain't going to say exactly.
Come on, man. Spent 7 years working in the bank, man. I got a good
calculator. They ain't got nothing to do with it.
Man, listen, here. Just for you, here's a calculator for you just to help you out. If you go 85... and you divide it by, oh, Lord.
Not minus 9.
I did that wrong. 85 divided by 5, 17 a year.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, but you already did it anyway. Don't act like you figured it out.
No, I just did the majors now.
No, you did.
I did that.
You
been. Give me any numbers, man. I can do that. I'm good. I'm good with numbers like that. My thing is.
He ain't worth all that.
Let me ask you this right here.
I'm glad the Braves didn't sign him.
Now let me ask you this right here. Why is he not worth 5 years, $85 million?
Because he's not going to last that long.
And then for them saying $100 million, I was like, that's crazy.
But he already, his velocity already fell off.
All right. So why is it that Bumgarner isn't worth that money?
Because Bumgarner was a power lefty. He had that fastball.
And that he didn't throw...
He threw 95.
Yeah, he was heavy. Yeah.
He was mid-90s.
He ain't had that in two years.
He ain't had that, no. He ain't had that since the World Series.
What, so he was MVP 2014? So
he ain't had that since that year.
5 years later, yeah, he ain't had it.
And he got a five-year deal. And you know he's not going to live up to them 5 years.
So, but, does he have to? He went to Arizona.
What you mean?
Arizona ain't playing for nothing.
Yeah, I know. He just didn't want... Listen, the man didn't even want to sign for a contender last year. Don't you? So why?
Yeah, he wouldn't even waive his no trade clause on something.
Why is you shocked that he didn't go to a contender now?
So
and Arizona is a contender.
And speaking of, I'm looking at Michael Vick on TV right now. Everybody just signed this petition. All the people, racist people that don't want to let go of him with the dog fight situation, signed that petition. Don't want him to be a doggone, what was it, a captain or whatnot at the Pro Bowl and all this stuff. Y'all been watching Michael Vick on TV every single day this whole entire football season.
Yeah, man. Isn't
he on TV every day?
What if he'd have killed somebody?
Is Michael Vick on TV every day?
Every day.
Ain't nobody complaining about him being on TV. He's playing on TV. This is impacting you more than him being the Pro Bowl. Nobody even watches the Pro Bowl. But now they got you wanting to watch the Pro Bowl.
I don't watch the Pro Bowl.
They got you talking about the Pro Bowl because nobody talks about the Pro Bowl.
That's a publicity stunt.
Now they got you talking about the Pro Bowl.
But they want you to watch it now.
Yeah, but they signed this thing for him to block him, but wouldn't y'all want to try to block him off your TV every single day, Monday through Friday?
Right.
This is more of an impact than the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, because I don't watch the Pro Bowl.
Come on, man. Y'all leave it alone, man.
You watch the Pro Bowl? No. I don't even watch it.
No, it's a joke.
No, I don't watch it.
It's a joke. I can remember last year's because I remember who the MVP was.
Yeah,
Jamal Adams.